Don Kelly Reviews, Amelia Perez, with special guest Paolo. A cartel leader seeks a new beginning in Amelia Perez. Rita Moro Castro, played by Zoe Saldana, is a Mexico City defense attorney who draws the attention of cartel boss Manitas Del Monte, played by Carla Sofia Gascon. Manitas wants Rita to help arrange gender assignment surgery so he can start a new life as his true self. Rita makes the necessary arrangements, which includes relocating Manita's wife, Jessie, played by Selena Gomez, and two children to Switzerland and faking Manita's murder. 4 years later, the now-transitioned Amelia Perez reunites with Rita in London. Missing her children, Amelia wants Rita to arrange for Jessie to move back to Mexico and live with her under the guise that she is Manita's distant cousin. In addition, as a way to atone for her time as a cartel kingpin, Amelia, with Frida's help, forms the NGO La Lucita to help with the families of missing or murdered Mexicans. However, conflict arises when Jessie reignites her affair with cartel member Gustavo Brun, played by Edgar Ramirez, a union that Amelia does not approve of. Welcome special guest Paolo for a review of Amelia Perez. Amelia Perez is written and directed by Jacques Audiard, based on his opera libretto of the same name, which in turn was loosely adapted from the Boris Razan novel Acute. The film stars Zoe Saldana, Carla Sofia Gascon, Selena Gomez, Adriana Paz, Mark Ivania, and Edgar Ramirez. And the summary is, in Mexico, a lawyer receives an unexpected offer to help a feared cartel boss retire from the business and disappear forever by becoming the woman he's always dreamed of being. And to help me discuss the film and its many complexities is Paolo, the managing editor and senior critic of indeseats.ca.
Yes. Complexities. There are many. I think, I guess it's like most people are giving this movie the benefit of the doubt, but there are some people who are not. But I don't think we should talk about it in that manner.
Okay, well, but so let's go into the reason I asked you to talk about it. So for starters, Amelia Perez is like one of the most acclaimed films of the award season. Listing off the accomplishments, it won the jury prize at Cannes. It won Best Actress at Cannes, naming all four leads. And it was the runner-up for the TIFF People's Choice Award. And it's France's submission for Best International Feature at the Oscars. And despite all this universal acclaim, there was a press screening of the film. And afterwards, I was kind of surprised at the extreme vitriol expressed towards the film by many in attendance. And I asked you if I should be feeling bad for actually liking the film. And you pretty much responded by saying, oh yeah, other straight cis males like the film.
No, that's not, here's the thing. Just like most movies, I'm just like, yeah, man, like I you know, actually, yeah, I should probably like do the math here where, there's movies that I like and will defend to the death. And then there's movies like, oh, like, I didn't hate it, but like, if you did, it's fine, which is kind of like what I feel. And then there's people like, there's like movies that like I hate and it's like, why, like, everybody else is on crack about it, which I think the timeline for this is, of course, like a lot of people can like it, but at the same time, I was hearing rumblings during TIFF, and also a lot of people in London hate it, but like somebody made the joke where like the reason why people in London don't like it is because they're all J.K. Rowling, which I'm pretty sure there are trans-friendly people in London who didn't like the movie because they did not necessarily like the way trans people are being the trans protagonist is being portrayed. And going back to Toronto, I think there was like, I was talking to a trans woman about it. It's like, oh, what do you, I mean, you know, hi, you're trans. What do you think of Amelia Perez? And she fucking hated it, which was awesome. But at the and also just like somebody not liking the movie, I think it depends on like who says it and how.
Okay, well, so pretty much a question is Amelia Perez a film for the transgender community, or is it one that just uses the gender reassignment merely as a plot device?
I think actually the protagonist being a trans woman kind of like enhances the film, because it's like, I'm not saying necessarily as a compliment, because I still don't know necessarily how I feel about that. Because so also, I feel like people are talking about this movie a lot being a movie about trans people, and not, I don't think I'm hearing a lot of discourse about it being a crime film. Because like, so like, from my opinion, like the way crime films work are as follows, right? So we watch a criminal do crime things, and then they die in a blazing glory. And then we at home are like, I wouldn't have done it that way. And I think it's the protagonist being trans is kind of like the same way, where like we, I think, because this, actually, to answer your question simply, I think this movie is made for cis people, but not necessarily in an offensive way. Maybe it's done in an offensive way. Yeah, I'm still not sure. Because
okay, well, there's people who think that Emilia Perez is done in an offensive way. I actually just read a column for CBC that says that trans people deserve better with the Oscar buzz that this is getting.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, yeah, like, I mean, it's not the best movie about trans people, like, in that came out this year. Like, there's a lot of better stuff, but also there's a lot of worse stuff. Also, I guess it's like the fact that, yeah, I don't know if I should bring this guy up. The fact that like Matt Walsh exists and he has like these like trans, like what is the, like the fact that What Is a Woman exists makes Emilia Perez seem not so bad in comparison. So there's, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, it's, I think like, I mean, but regardless though, I think the movie is being, it exists for cis people and for like cis people to like armchair of, I guess like, it exists so that we can like question our identity again. But I don't know if I'm phrasing it properly.
Well, we'll talk a bit about the lead, Carla Sofia Gascon, who just transitioned a few years ago, and this is her first film role since transitioning.
Oh, was she? Yeah, like I actually didn't look that up. Was she moved?
I looked it up. She was actually quite prominent in that actor beforehand.
Oh wow, yeah, that's. Yeah, I mean, it's good. Yeah, I guess it's like there is, yeah, like it does show that she's trained, and it also, or that she's done this before. Because I mean, as somebody who's seen a lot of like LGBTQ two-spirit movies, like a lot of the acting is a little very that, like they, it's like their first time doing it. And I guess it's like, you know, like she looks like she's acted before, or at least like, you know, yeah, I wouldn't, if this was her first time, it's like, oh, like, you know, it's there's a lot of things that she modulates, and that she also like kind of like modulates her voice depending, which might be there are some scenes where she sounds like she's tokenizing herself, but at the same time, like, you know, I haven't necessarily read interviews of her.
I'm very interested that she decided to play not only Emilia Perez but like her previous identity of Juan Manitas Del Monte.
You've watched Orange Is the New Black, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I think when there's like a scene where Laverne Cox, you know, like they do a flashback of Laverne Cox before, you know, during her past life, and you know, she's like, you know what, like I'll do it. But I mean, she also, her twin brother ended up doing it because I guess the filmmakers didn't want to trigger her. And again, I have no idea what happened behind the scenes, but also, there's something about like that character where like it's such a drag king, that character, where just like, oh, like this is like a caricature of a man. And I guess it's, I think going back to like the way we kind of like cis people see like, you know, trans people on screen, I feel like we're doing some armchair psychology. We're just like, when Emilia was her former self, like she was acting in a man's world, she was behaving in a man's world, and she's behaving the way she thinks men are acting. And I guess like, and then when she finally, you know, is the woman that she thinks she, not thinks she, the woman that she finally wants to be, like she's trying to act differently. She's doing the exact opposite, even though there's still some like tendencies of hers that still pop up.
Well, we'll talk a bit more about the film's status as a musical, but I do think that the worst songs of the film specifically involved the transition.
But yeah, like the science stuff.
Like the song about like rhinoplasty, and then like there's the song about the doctor saying that he can only change the body, she'll still be a man.
Well, yeah, I guess it's, yeah, like that's, yeah, and also that coming from an Israeli doctor is not, you know, it's gonna rub people the wrong way. Although I guess it's, I mean, a trans woman is a woman, like, despite being assigned like the wrong gender at birth, and like, yeah, she, but like at the same time, like, some, I mean, I think the message of the film, I think that that's kind of what I was saying during that debate or whatever, is that you're like, it does, I mean, you know, the person, like, there's like the soul or like the mind of that person is going to be similar regardless of like the body, regardless of changes in the body, which, yeah, I think that's the message of that. And I think that's rubbing some people the wrong way, but it's not a lie. Like, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it's like, hi, like, is a criminal still going to stay a criminal, or can a criminal change?
Warning, from this point forward, there will be spoilers for Emilia Perez. My argument of the fact that Emilia Perez is trans is a mere plot device, is that for some reason, no one, well, it's not explicitly stated that anyone else in the film, except for Zoe Saldana's character, knows that she's trans.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I guess that this is gonna, like, a lot of people who hate Selena Gomez are gonna like the fact that she couldn't tell that Emilia Perez was her, you know, her spouse until like the end. Oh, so yeah, spoiler alert, sorry about it. Yeah, but yeah, like, this, yeah, a lot of people don't like her, even though I do like her, and just like, there's, yeah, there's something kind of about her that's interesting, although I have no idea if like the movie takes advantage of that. I believe it kind of does, because like, she seems like the kind of person who, like, in fact, I think I was telling Andrew Parker about this, where she's gonna be like that person who, you know, in 5 to 10 years, you do not want to mess with her at the, you know, at the opposite event, end of a Thanksgiving dinner. Like, it's, yeah,
I have to argue that I think Selena Gomez has done a good job in recent years of shedding her Disney persona. Disney. By yeah. Like, she's pretty good in Only Murders in the Building, and like,
yeah, or some people, like, did you watch Spring Breakers?
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, because like, I think somebody wrote that like Spring Breakers is her least acting, which is also her best acting during that time. Of course, she's been in the better movies and has better performances since then, but just like, it's funny that somebody says that, where I guess that's, you know, that's where it began. That's where she became like an actress.
Spring Breakers was like infamous for being like a film that like cast predominantly former Disney actors in like non-Disney roles.
Yeah. And I think like, Riley Keough tried out for that and she didn't get in. Mm-hmm. Or I think like somebody, I think Emma Roberts too was supposed to be in that, but like, I think she had to like drop out at the last minute. Disney people.
Well, while we're talking about Selena Gomez, we should probably talk about the music in the film.
I think you've been like itching. I actually kind of like this. I think, full disclosure, I was late to this to the screening. I think like I walked in while like Zoe Saldana was like rap singing about, you know, being like being stuck on second chair and being like a poor lawyer for the rest of her life. And I kind of like that song. That was a good introduction. I have no idea like what else happened before that, but like that was a good scene to walk into. It's like, oh, like this movie has energy. Mm-hmm. The songs have energy. I didn't hate the songs. I didn't hate the singing. As a choir boy or a former choir boy, I think I'm quality. Yeah. And as a purveyor of like pop music, I think like I kind of like the genre, or I like these examples of that genre. Mm-hmm. That genre.
Like, we had like fellow critics disparagingly comparing the music of this film to Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Which, yeah, it's,
I guess it's the Hispanic connection.
It is. I mean, I don't know if it's that. I guess I'd have to like listen to like a Lin-Manuel Miranda song in this. Although,
well, there are similarities, because both soundtracks incorporate rap.
Like, what is the name of the lady again who, like, wrote the music? I can't remember.
Camille.
Because, yeah, like, I mean, let's be, like, Europeans know at least, like, three languages. Like, English, their own language, and, like, another language. And, like, in the Spanish sounds like a person who is fluent in Spanish wrote it, which is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Which, actually, now going back to like what I want to talk about, because or maybe what was discussed during the press screening was like, you know, it's a French person's view of Mexico.
And
I guess it's, I mean, understandably people take umbrage over that, although Guillermo del Toro likes it, so there's that. But you know, because this is like probably like the first cartel movie that I've seen. I'm pretty sure more exist.
Oh, I've seen lots of cartel movies.
Yeah, like what's that? Yeah,
Sicario. I think
somebody like described like this other movie as like The Pianist, but like, you know, set in like cartel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sicario, all of that. Because like those are like gentrified versions of, you know, like cartel cinema. And I guess it's like, is this movie gentrifying Mexico and gentrifying like, or, you know, like seeing that the drug war in a specific lens that should, where a more authentic lens should watch it, which, like, I don't necessarily see if, I don't necessarily know if I have the answer to that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if actually any of the cast members in the film are actually Mexican.
Oh, yeah, because I don't even know if Selena Gomez, I don't know if Selena Gomez is Puerto Rican or Mexican, which is kind of like, oh, I'm probably,
well,
like...
Well, I actually discovered this app, like, I had no idea that Zoe Saldana is Dominican and Puerto Rican.
Yeah, she says in the movie that, well, like, I'm Dominican, but, like, I'm raised in Mexico, but, like, in real life, like, yeah. I know she's from the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, and again, that yeah, I guess like she also kind of like talks about how like sorry, go ahead.
Well, like both Carla Sofia Gascon and Edgar Ramirez are Spanish and playing Mexicans.
Yeah, yeah, or because yeah, because I know that like he was in Carlos, but I don't know if he's Mexican, and also like Diana Paz is probably Mexican, but like mm-hmm. one of us should have looked that up. Yeah. One of us should have like made more notes, although let's be real, like a lot of people are coming into this movie without doing any research, and yeah. also, you know,
and like I think Edgar Ramirez has probably the most one-dimensional role in the entire film.
yeah I guess it's like he was in Carlos, and then after, I mean, he's been in worse movies from the studio, but yeah,
I know, but like I think his role in the film, kind of going to the spoilers a bit, is pretty much to be Selena Gomez's replacement love interest that she was already having an affair with, and then pretty much becoming the villain in the final act.
Yeah, pretty much. And although, what is it like, Selena Gomez saying "my pussy still aches while remembering" or something like that? Would just say
in Spanish.
Yeah, like somebody's gonna screen cap that and turn that into a meme. Which you know, that's the reason why this movie exists.
Well, one thing that Selena Gomez has not yet done is overtly sexualize herself.
Well, I mean, like, she has done it before, but yeah, I guess it's like, I don't know if that's something that she wants to do. Or maybe it's like, oh, like, or maybe she's past that already.
I don't know, but she does get one of the better songs in the film, Mi Camino, which I believe is actually released as the single from the soundtrack.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like, is that the one where she's, like, wearing, like,
the karaoke
a YSL
one.
Shirt? Like,
no, it's the one they sing in karaoke in the film.
Oh, that one with Edgar Ramirez.
Another standout song is El Mal, which is the song Zoe Saldana sings during the fundraiser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I guess like another thing about like that movie too, or just like, you know, the reason why Emilia Perez became Emilia Perez is to like run away from all of that. And of course, like she comes back to like the people who might know her past, and also, you know, and like it's like she's going back to the thing that she's not supposed to go. Like, it's like, if I don't know, Sean, if you had like millions and millions of dollars and, you know, plastic surgery to become whoever you are, like, you know, like a hotter version of yourself or whatever, would you still like come back to Toronto and just like watch movies all day? Like, which is like at the same, yeah, and like I asked myself that too, or just like if I had like that deal that Zoe Saldana had, or if I had like the deal that Emilia Perez got for herself, like, would I return to where I was and do the same things and hang out with the same people?
Well, the plot of Emilia Perez is like structured like a tragedy.
Yeah.
So pretty much she funds her charity to pretty much condone for her sins.
Yeah.
And then pretty much she becomes, spoiler, martyred at the end.
Exactly. And I guess it's like, yeah. Because yeah, like I was going to say something about like the martyrdom thing, which like I think that's too much. I made a comparison from that movie to another, but like, there's something. Oh, another thing too, right? Just like, I mean, she's all, I guess, like by that time, like she's already like the woman that she is, but just like, oh, like everybody thinks that my past self is dead, but I'm gonna be on national television, which is like, in that part of me, it's like, what are you doing? But and I think a lot of the criticism against like the movie is that the protagonist is not a good person, which I don't think that that's true, but also she's done a lot of bad things, but I don't think she's a bad person, but I also think she's fucking stupid, but at the same, like, stupid people are really fun to watch on screen.
So, does Emilia Perez deserve its Oscar buzz?
I don't think the thing is, I don't actually care about Oscar buzz. That's the other, yeah, like, and all of the movies that I like, you know, I mean, again, like, there are better musicals in the Spanish language than this movie, or at least there's the one. There's better movies about trans people that came out this year than this movie. Like, for example, like, is Levon Atkins Crossing gonna get Oscar buzz? Is, you know, Polvo Serán or They Will Be Dust gonna get like Oscar buzz? Like, I don't think so. But like, in my Twisted Sister kind of mind, like those movies should like have the spotlight that Emilia Perez has. But at the same time, I'm not gonna be mad if like Zoe Saldana is like the worst actress in her category. She's good, but like there's like four, there's at least like five, like four other people who for other supporting performances who are gonna be better than her, and she probably shouldn't deserve to win over those four people. But if she wins, I'm not gonna be like up in arms about it. And also, it's, I think I also said during that debate too, like it's Netflix. They're like, they're gonna have something that they think is good, and they're gonna fuck it up. Like this movie will have like one Oscar tops, if that.
Or yeah, well, I do want to
talk. It's gonna be Maestro, whatever.
I do want to talk about Netflix's marketing for the film.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the trailer.
I've watched it.
Okay, so there's like three things I've noticed with the trailer, pretty much after the fact, seeing the trailer. Does not explicitly say that Emilia Perez is trans.
Mm-hmm.
It hides the fact that the film is predominantly in Spanish, emphasizing the English scenes. True. And usually what's usually the case, it all but hides that the film is a musical.
Yeah, like it's, I guess it's like Wicked or Mean Girls all over again. It's like somebody just sing something.
Well, the trailer is edited to the song El Mal, but like it doesn't actually show them singing it.
Yeah, Zoe Saldana is like doing posing, but like she's not dancing, which yeah, it is frustrating. Although I think I showed the trailer to somebody, a friend of mine, and like because maybe he's been hanging out with me a lot or whatever, like he immediately clocked Carla Sofia Gascon as a trans woman, which is not saying that like she's clockable. And of course, it's like fishiness is an idealized concept. I'm talking about a lot of things at once here. But yeah, like it's a lot of people can't tell. I could, but at the same time, there's nothing wrong with like me being able to tell. But also I've been around a lot of like, I'm not necessarily like entrenched in the two-spirit LGBTQ community, but just like if I can tell, I can tell. But at the same time, like I'm not gonna be mad if like I notice like a woman is trans, right? It's like, hi, good for you. Like, did you eat today?
I admit that I wasn't fully aware of the trans angle, but yeah, but when I saw her in the trailer, I could, is she trans?
Yeah. I guess it's like also I think I knew what I was getting into because like I've been reading I've been reading enough stuff about it too, so yeah, like I knew coming in, so there's that.
Probably have to wrap this up soon, so what is your ultimate opinion of Emilia Perez?
It's fine. It's not the worst thing it's not the best thing I've seen, it's not the worst thing I've seen. Like it's a people are, you know, I will respect the voices of the community who will say something about it, but like allies, maybe not so much. And, you know, like it's, you know, it exists and it's a fascinating text, if that. And I mean, but at the same time, I find like a lot of things fascinating, even though I hate them, which I didn't hate this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
I like the film mostly because I'm a fan of like these unconventional musicals.
Well, like they're all like that now, although I should really do a tally on just like how musicals are nowadays, and just like if this is the norm. And like I guess like everybody's saying that like, oh, musicals are dead, which like I mean it's not like MGM where like they're like, you know, birthing them like every month, but like probably, they're still one a year, if not more.
I'm probably going to compile a list of like my favorite like quirky musicals, like Repo the Genetic Opera and The Lure and films like that.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that one.
Not a big supporter of the Golden Globes, but it'd be funny if it gets musical or comedy because it's not a comedy.
There are funny moments, but at the same time, I'm me and like, I'm actually watching a movie about like Palestine right now, and like there are some funny moments in it, but like I'm not the first person to think that. And again, like it is funny that like, obviously, right? Like, you know, like it's funny that Selena Gomez can't recognize her spouse until spoiler alert, the very end where she could, because Emilia tells her that she's her spouse.
Yeah, that's another thing that the trans community might go up in arms by, because like as soon as Selena Gomez finds out, she starts, well, not dead naming, but like saying that her husband.
Yeah, and also at the same time, like, I mean, Mexico's in North America, but, like, it's also in the global south, and as somebody, like, as a racialized queer, you know, gay person from the global south, right, like, the way we talk about, like, members of like the two-spirit LGBT community are different from the way we in like people in the West talk about it. And I think that's something to be considered as well.
Okay, well, Amelia Perez is now playing in limited theatrical release, including the TIFF Lightbox here in Toronto, and it'll be on Netflix on November 13th. Yeah.